What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You know which one. It is a happy day, and we have been celebrating that joy here on the Dana and Parks program. Scott will be back tomorrow. He was so overcome by emotion upon hearing the news of the engagement that he took today off.
You know he's never going to live that down.
He will be back tomorrow. He was like, I don't feel like I can get anything done today. Mm-hmm. He's just sitting with it.
It's too emotional for him.
Absorbing it.
Yeah. We'll just load him down with it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I talked to him before the show. He was bawling. He was hysterical.
Basking in the glory.
Couldn't even get words out.
I mean, the joy. Just the pure joy.
I've been so happy all day. I even wore orange today. McDonald's just sent us a big pack of stuff for Red Friday.
What?
Yep. It includes a friendship bracelet. A couple friendship bracelets in here. It says, live, laugh, Big Mac.
All right.
But I will give you one of the Chiefs flags, Sam, if you'd like.
I would love one. Thank you.
Because, man, season's about here.
I can't wait.
And you're going to miss the first game.
Well, we're going to talk about that. I haven't broke the news to the kids yet that I double booked. I'm telling you guys, if you listen to nothing else on this program today, go into your calendar when you get home tonight and mark off all the Chiefs games, because here's what's going to happen. Someone's going to say to you, hey, will you come dog sit for me on the third Sunday? And you're going to go, yeah, I don't have anything on that day. You're forgetting about the Chiefs games. Yes, mm-hmm. You do. You've got to put the games on your schedule.
I've got a calendar at my desk.
For the Chiefs games?
Oh, yeah.
Sam, do you have them down?
I do it every single year right before preseason starts. I go into my phone and I add every single Chiefs game because I know inevitably I'm going to forget.
Yep.
Was that a 3:25 game that day or a 7 o'clock game? And I will say, oh, yeah, I can do something at noon. No.
Did I ever tell you about the year they asked me to help MC like a fundraiser? And it was a very small fundraiser here in Kansas City. Like small, 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 small. They were maybe supposed to be, let's say, 100 people in attendance.
Worthwhile nonprofit.
Very
but
worthwhile, but very small budget. So I agreed to do it.
Yeah.
And as we marched toward the date, I checked the calendar. And sure enough, it wasn't just during a game. It was during, like, I think it was like Kansas City, Denver, I don't even remember. It was a big game. So I get to the fundraiser. They have all of these silent auction items. You guys, there were 12 people that showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt so bad for the very young marketing person, you know, someone in her 20s. You know, I just said, sweetheart, you know what? We'll just get them next year. I didn't even think about checking the sports calendar, but you know,
if
you're planning big things
in this town,
in town, and you want a lot of people to show up to that thing, check the sports calendars.
Are you ready for your anti-dum-dum word of the day?
Lay it on me.
You remember yesterday's anti-dum-dum word of the day?
Okay, let me think. I liked it. It had a bunch of syllables in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, it mm-hmm. had something to do with rumbling in the tummy.
Oh, you have the definition. Yes, yeah. that is what it meant.
The definition was when your stomach is growling or making noises or gurgling.
As a response to the fluid and gas moving around in the intestines.
And the word was?
Starts with a B and ends with igmus.
I have no idea.
Borborygmus.
Borborygmus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all been there.
Borborygmus.
You ever had Taco Bell?
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Today's word.
Anti-dum-dum word of the day, lay it on me.
Histrionic.
Oh, histrionics is like when you are exaggerating your how upset you are.
Yeah.
When you go into histrionics.
Pretty good.
Okay, Sam just said to me during a break, Dan.
Oh, really goes, theatrical and melodramatic.
Yes,
yeah.
That's, Sam, I swear, Dan, said to me during a break. Sam goes, Dana, the problem with you is you know words, and it's hard to pick out a word that you might not know. I don't know a lot of words, Sam. I really don't. But I've always pronounced it histrionics. Is it histrionics?
Yes, there is an I in there.
But do you pronounce it?
According to the phonetic spelling, yes.
One of the reasons I know about the word histrionics is because I'm so good at it.
Well, that is true. For example, well, if you look up uncommon words,
yeah,
serendipity is on every single uncommon word list.
It's not an uncommon word.
No. We all know what serendipity means. Cattywampus is one of them. So I think it's just us. We use too many big words, and so I'm trying to find words that we don't know.
Okay,
let's pull
Scott tomorrow. I would almost bet he does not know what histrionics means.
Okay. I knew what it was. I was banking on the idea that you didn't, and
okay, so
I banked wrong.
The question becomes, what do I get for correctly choosing the first word on this program?
Pride?
Okay.
Okay.
Gold star for my English teacher.
A nice warm feeling.
Right?
Histrionic.
Histrionics. Love it. All right, let's talk about school and libraries and the problem around the country with these fake swatting calls. Has there been an arrest, Dan? I'm going to be honest. There's been so much in the news today. I have not even gotten to this. But Kansas State University was one of the colleges swatted with this hoax yesterday where somebody calls the non-emergency line. They don't call 911 because then they would be able to trace your call.
Correct.
They call like the non-emergency line or the administration office. They say there's some sort of horrible act unfolding at the library. Police then were called. Everybody gets to the Hale Library, and there's nothing going on.
So I sat down to write up that story last night, and I was trying to get a picture of how many universities this had happened to in the last 4 days.
How many?
Specifically within the last 24 to 48 hours. The number is a ridiculously high amount. Every single time I altered my search a little bit, another one popped up. New Hampshire, Arkansas, Iowa State, USC, Villanova, it happened twice. Actually, Arkansas, it happened twice. And almost all of them were the library, except for Villanova, which happened at the law school.
Right as school is getting underway. The first day back for a lot of these kids is this week.
So what is going on? I mean, I think, honestly, if I were to do another search and I had the time to sit down and compile all the information, we would be pushing 24.
Bad actors.
It's a whole bunch of them.
I mean, if they're targeting the same types of things, you're thinking maybe the language or the words they're using are very similar. And so it's probably they're using some kind of computer replicating thing
to
send phone calls out.
Listen to this.
The same message.
Although the reports turn out to be hoaxes, they typically terrify students and their parents and waste millions of dollars in first responder resources.
Oh, certainly. And Dan, you bring up a good point because I also had the thought that maybe it was just an automated call that was going out to universities all over the country solely to terrorize people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, are these calls specifically stating, say, the Hale Library, or are they just saying at the library?
No,
the
K-State, right. I think, used the term because I'll tell you this, Kansas State was really good. They got on all of their social media channels and said, look, we are actively investigating this report. Stay away from the library at this time. And then within like 20 minutes, they posted immediately again, Everything is clear. There is no danger. Go back to the library.
And recently, a couple of days ago, dispatchers heard gunshots, or what sounded like gunshots, in the background of some of these calls. So
that was the Villanova call, the first one. They were playing fake gunshot sounds in the background.
Yeah.
Estimated swatting incidents jumped from 400 in 2011 to more than 1,000 in 2019, according to the Anti-Defamation League, which cited a former FBI agent who is an expert in this type of crime. Then you get to the beginning of 2023, to the summer of last year, there were more than 800 instances of swatting at United States elementary, middle, and high schools. The FBI has been aware of the problem since at least 2008. It became so pervasive that in 2023, the agency launched a database for law enforcement agencies to start reporting the incidents. Unbelievable.
But to what end? That's what I don't understand.
Well, didn't it start with...
For the lulls?
I hate to point it out, but wasn't it... Didn't it start in the gaming community?
The swatting?
Yes.
I mean, the idea of swatting, yeah, it really grew because there were a couple of different YouTubers who were streaming their video games live, and so they thought it would be funny, they being a competing YouTuber, to call the cops to their house, and they would show up, and it was stupid. But this is totally different.
It is, and the problem here is, listen to this, unless a swatter uses their own phone or speaks about it publicly, the suspect can be difficult, if not impossible, for law enforcement to track because there are so many ways to do it without being traced.
Oh, yeah. You can call through a VoIP number with a VPN. And as long as you're not dumb enough to use any of your regular accounts to use that VPN to get that VoIP number, you cannot be traced.
In 2023, it cost $82 million for police to respond to false threats nationwide. I hope they catch these guys, whoever they are, and they go to prison for a very, very, very long time.
It could be a group of folks overseas. It could be
Even if they're here, Dan, you're right.
Disaffected youth sitting in his basement in Virginia. I mean, yeah.
913-586-7798. We're back with much more on Dana and Park. Straight ahead. Stick with us.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back to Dana and Parks. A couple of stories to pass on to you, not making these topics necessarily. Sam and I shared a laugh during the break. I don't know if Dan's listening out there. I'm going to read to you this headline, and you tell me immediately what you think when I read the headline. Because I just glanced at this one. We have 96,000 stories in our stack. I can't read all of them. But I glanced at the headline, and I thought, oh my gosh, why would somebody lie about that? This is what it says. Study. The reason so many Americans are lying about being deaf.
Huh?
And I said to Sam during the break, I read that thing twice.
Yeah.
And I thought, I swear to you, why are Americans lying that they are deaf if they're not deaf? Like, I read that. Why are people lying that they're deaf if they're not deaf?
Like the age-old Stevie Wonder theory?
Yeah, that he's really not blind.
Right, he's just been making it up this whole time.
So I would suggest to you that someone needs to rework this headline that says the reason so many Americans are lying about being deaf. It's not what you think. It's the opposite of that.
It's a pride thing, and it is a real concern if you dig into that story.
It's no secret that more Americans are losing their hearing, but a new study has found one out of three people who are going deaf aren't telling anyone. They're keeping it to themselves. The biggest factor, they don't want to be judged or made fun of for wearing a hearing aid. Bad news, now that doctors have figured out that untreated hearing loss can quickly lead to all kinds of issues like loneliness, memory issues, and eventually even full-on dementia. So if you are the one out of three actively going deaf, share it with your doctor.
And do something about it.
And do something about it.
Yeah, we have technology now that will allow you to hear better than your natural ear will allow because of the abuse it has received over the years.
Remember the hearing aids used to be these like gigantic, cochlear, you know, machines on the side. It's not like that at all anymore.
Now they have implants where they can do it to where you can't even see it.
Listen to this story about hyperthermia, not hypothermia, hyperthermia.
So instead of getting too cold, we're talking getting too hot.
My gosh, did you hear about these two women in Kentucky? Two women had to be rescued from a hot tub at a remote cabin. Both of them almost died. The women were in their 80s, and police now say health issues prevented them from climbing out of the hot tub. Both became unresponsive after overheating and developing hyperthermia, which is the opposite of hypothermia.
Their blood became too thin and it quit pumping enough to get oxygen to their muscles to be able to get them out of the water.
80 years old, listen to this. The long period spent on Wednesday night in the swirling, heated waters was unintentional. The women did not mean for this to happen. And there was no alcohol involved. A friend's trip to a remote cabin in the Red River Gorge area of Kentucky nearly turned deadly after two women took an extended soak in a hot tub and developed hyperthermia, the opposite of hypothermia, in which the body is so overheated it cannot cool themselves. In fact, authorities there, Sam, after the rescue, said they'd never seen a call like this. The women became overheated, then became unresponsive. A third woman jumped in the hot tub trying to keep the women's head above water.
Right.
While the fourth woman there called night. There was like, it's like a girl's trip.
And part of the reason why they see this so rarely is because with hyperthermia, typically you start to feel dizzy. You start to feel a little nauseous maybe because of the lack of oxygen to the rest of your body. And so you decide, well, I need to get out of this hot tub. I feel like I'm going to pass out.
Both women at the time of rescue were critical. They moved one to a shower, did cold water, did ice. I think one of them had to go to the hospital. They doused another woman with a hose. After 20 to 30 minutes of cold water immersion, both patients began to recover. They were taken to a hospital where they are now said to be doing well. Quoting here from one of the rescuers, this story could have had a much, much different ending without the quick thinking of all of those involved. Again, alcohol was not a factor, and the team said it had never seen a call like this.
It's interesting to me because when it comes to things like ice baths, nobody ever risks staying in them too long.
No, but when it's hot, do you know what the recommended time is in a hot tub, by the way?
Like 5 minutes?
It's 15. Like on the high end, it would be 30.
Yeah.
But how many times, especially on vacation, you grab a glass of wine, you're sitting there, it feels good, the jets are on your back, and like 40 minutes later, an hour later, the actual recommended maximum immersion time is between 15 and 30 minutes.
And that water temperature, a lot of hot tubs, they'll bump it up to like 105, 107.
Mm-mm. So it used to be like that. And then this Consumer Product Safety Commission got involved after several deaths from extremely hot water. They changed the requirements in 1987, and spa water temperatures are never supposed to exceed 104 degrees. There you have it. 15 to 30 minutes. Be good when you're in a hot tub. Go in with a buddy. And if you're 80, you know, 30 minutes is too long.
And we don't think about it because it's comfortable. Where when it's cold, it's not comfortable. And you're like, man, I cannot wait to get out of this thing.
Speaking of vacation, we will wrap up the show with summer's final getaway. AAA is sharing the top travel destinations for the end of the summer. Isn't Labor Day Monday? Are you traveling this week or this weekend? AAA has shared its top travel destinations. We'll let you know straight ahead on Dana and Parks. All right, very nice, Sam. Speaking of change, did I not win the Powerball last night?
You did not.
I got a ticket. I actually went and got one.
You know what you did wrong? You didn't manifest it.
So what's it up to now?
I believe 815 million, making it the 850.
It's the 10th largest ever.
Uh-huh.
Was Monday night.
Now it's the 9th largest.
And now
ever.
Because Wednesday night they're going to draw again tomorrow night. There has not been a Powerball winner, by the way, since May 31st.
You going to buy another ticket?
Well, I bought the one I wanted the last time to win the last time.
Are you picking your numbers or quick drawing?
No, I quick draw.
Yeah.
What, are you supposed to pick them?
I think the odds are higher if you do pick them. And when I say higher, I mean like you can't even really tell the difference. So who cares?
I don't have time to do that. I just say, give me a ticket. Listen to this. A Maryland man actually picks. He says he hit the jackpot thanks to a license plate he saw on a stranger's vehicle.
Telling you.
So it's just outside of Washington, D.C. He won $200,000 on a pick five game. He says he chose the five numbers based on the license plate he saw posted on the truck stopped at a red light. I was going to work. He says I stopped at a red light and I noticed the tag on the truck, 19363. The rest is history.
He won $200,000. Some money?
I was gasping for air. He said I was so happy. God.
We've been talking about the weather, how it is the first or second. This would be the second false fall so far.
Yeah.
Because it is still firmly summer here in Kansas City. We set a record low temperature this morning.
No, we did not.
Yes, we did. By
what
3
was it?
Degrees.
50-something?
It was 50 degrees this morning.
Oh,
50.
I didn't know it was that cold.
3 degrees cooler than it was in 1910, where they set the record of 53. St. Joseph, which is kind of considered a separate metro, which I've never really understood, set the record of 45. Their previous record was set in 1958.
Wait a minute.
When it was 52.
45 degrees in St. Joe this morning?
That's what this says, according to the National Weather Service of Kansas City.
Wow. What I need is a good, like, 6 weeks of just perfectly temperate, like, 70s before winter comes crashing down. I hate it when we go from 120 degrees to 50.
We need 2 months of San Diego weather.
Yes. All right. Summer's final getaway. Let's get to it. Are you guys traveling this week? It is a 3-day holiday weekend, and AAA is sharing. It is sharing its top travel destinations for Labor Day 2025. And I've got some real issues with this. They say domestically, the top AAA destinations are number 5, Anchorage, Alaska. What? Followed by Boston.
Yes,
followed by New York. Followed by Orlando. And number 1 comes in at Seattle. Okay? I don't have a problem with Seattle. I'm just surprised by all of these.
I mean, going to colder climates when it's hot outside makes sense. I mean, it would be kind of weird if you're in Kansas City and you're like, I'm so tired of it being 95 and humid. Let's go to Florida.
I guess. And then this, internationally, top 5, Paris, London, Dublin, Rome, and Vancouver, Canada.
If you are traveling, they do also say the best time to travel. Obviously, we didn't need a study for this. Early in the morning when fewer people are on the road.
You think? America's housing crisis has changed the tune of how people are perceiving all kinds of things, especially affordable housing. A poll of 1,000 U.S. adults found more than half believe what they pay monthly for their home is more than it should be, with the average person stating they spend 42% of their annual income on housing-related costs.
Which is significantly higher than what a financial advisor would tell you to spend.
Except that 4 in 10, listen to this, said that the average person, 42%, 4 in 10 of their annual income on housing related costs. That's not just rent or mortgage, Sam. I see where you're going with that. That is housing related costs. That's all of it. So gas, heating, electric, your trip to Target to get the pillows and the sheets. Housing-related costs is everything.
I thought it was just talking about bills, and I was like, that's typically supposed to only be a third of your income.
No.
While people according to financial advice.
Yeah, while people believe affordable housing is defined as being extremely low cost, synonymous with public housing, or is exclusively for people living under the poverty line, 1 in 3 Americans believe affordable housing is meant for anyone and everyone. 2/3 replied they would be willing to live in or next to a home labeled, quote, affordable. And another 53% would react positively if the house or building next to them was, quote, converted to affordable housing. This is what they're saying. Affordability challenges have gone mainstream, and that, quote, affordable housing does not have the negative connotation or as negative of a connotation as it used to.
Well, affordable housing used to actually mean affordable housing.
Right.
And I was screaming about this. It was either last year or the year before.
Oh, it's both years.
On this program. Thanks. Because Kansas City changed the threshold for new builds, saying that the minimum cost of an apartment in your complex can be now, I think it was $1,200.
Yeah.
For a studio apartment. That's not affordable.
Which is out of reach.
That's not affordable for 60% of the city.
All right, back to our topic that we teased in the 2 o'clock hour. And yes, if you are listening and you are wondering why we are not talking about Travis and Taylor, we did a whole bunch of that at the beginning of the show, and it made me so happy. And I am wearing orange today, and I woke up singing and happy.
Did you wear orange peaceful. Because of the announcement?
Well, I actually threw this jacket on back to temperatures because it was 55 degrees when I woke up. It felt cold. And then I saw the announcement and it happened to be orange. And I thought, well, I'm going to wear this today because it's orange. So yes, you're not missing that conversation. It was earlier in the day. Go back and find all of our topics on podcast. But we did tease this within a wider conversation about the engagement news today. So they have studied the center of the brain where music lives. And neuroscientists find that there are people out there who, quote, do not enjoy music. And for those people, scientists wanted to know why. So they studied their brain activity. It has never occurred to me in all of my years that there could be anyone out there who doesn't enjoy music. Now, you might not enjoy the same music I enjoy, or that Sam enjoys, or that your next door neighbor enjoys. But scientists are saying there are people that flat out don't enjoy it, and for whom music does nothing.
It just doesn't click. To them, it's just noise.
It's just noise. Huh. And I am such a calming lover of all things music. It is always on in the background. If it's not on in our home, it's on in a loop in my head. Like, it's just always there. I have a piano that I sit and I plink on terribly because it calms me down.
That is an ADHD thing, by the way, having the constant music. There is always a song stuck in my head.
Always a song. And today it happens to be all Taylor all the time because I'm so happy for them.
The other day for me, it was Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan.
Yeah.
I'm not even a fan of that song. Just stuck in my head all day long.
So listen to this. And man, we'll take a couple calls on this. If you or someone that is close to you just flat out, music does nothing. Turn it off. It's noise. We're glad. Look, we're not a music station. We're glad that you choose to listen to us and that we have the wide, faithful audience that we do. But I cannot imagine anyone not enjoying music. So here's the story. I was talking with my colleagues at a conference about 10 years ago, and I casually mentioned that everybody loves music. Quoting here from Marco Polaris, a neuroscientist at the University of Barcelona. It was a statement he started to question almost immediately, given that there were clinical cases in psychiatry where patients report deriving absolutely no pleasure from listening to any kind of tune. So he and his team spent the last 10 years researching the neural mechanisms behind a condition they call specific musical anhedonia, the inability to enjoy music. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the wiring that might have something to do with this. But I also want, Sam, you to look up. They have studied like 5 or 6 songs, some of them that our listeners will recognize, that are sort of universally, globally thought to be something that everyone can agree to and tap their feet to. We've looked this up before. I don't want to say, I think I remember the name of one of them, but there's something with the pitch and the tone.
Certainly the beat pace.
And the beat pace of certain songs, where they have studied this, that certain songs have this thing where globally everyone will be like, yeah, I kind of like that. I don't even know who it is, but I kind of like it. And we'll tell you what those are straight ahead. 913-586-7798. You are listening to Dana and Parks.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So when you listen to music you enjoy, your brain's reward circuits, particularly the area that releases the happy chemicals, okay? Yeah. When you listen to music, that area releases dopamine. That neurotransmitter creates feelings of pleasure and well-being, making you want to hear a song again. Your brain is also constantly analyzing incoming music for patterns in melody, harmony, and rhythm. When a song that you like surprises you with clever or aesthetically pleasing changes that align with established patterns, it enhances your pleasure. Favorite songs are often also deeply connected to personal memories and emotions. The brain's limbic system, which handles emotion and memory, lights up in most people in response to music. It strengthens the connections between the song and its associated feeling. But for some people, the music doesn't connect with any of the brain's reward circuits, and they're starting to study why.
But it does connect with that memory and that emotion, according to a doctor who called in, couldn't hang on the line, but he did explain it to me. He said, typically people who have, and you already said what it was called, but I forgot, this.
I don't want to call it a disorder. It's called musical anhedonia.
Yeah.
The inability to enjoy music.
He said that music will still light up their brain, similarly to someone who gets the good feeling out of it. It just so happens that in their childhood, typically, not all the time, but typically, they are attributing music with a traumatic event. The example he gave me was, say you're in a car,
okay,
and you're listening to one of your favorite songs, mom is driving, you get in a car accident, mom dies.
Yes, and for most people, it would be that song only. You would have an immediate aversion to, and you certainly understand that. Immediately, you would be like, I can't ever hear that song. Scott will tell you when he went through the windshield of a car, the exact song that was playing, right?
He said that that will lead a lot of patients to have an adverse effect to all music.
So when they studied this, they think specifically in patients who get no joy out of music, that it has something to do with their reward circuit system, Sam. And here's where they don't quite understand all of this.
Okay.
The patients they looked at could find joy in other types of rewards, like gambling, winning money, sex, alcohol, any of the other reward system things. They can find rewards there.
Yeah.
But with music, they cannot. And I think it has something to do with the way those centers in the brain communicate with each other. And certainly, yeah, if you have some traumatic experience and there's some song playing in the background, 100%. But I can tell you, I've always said I want them to study my brain for a variety of reasons, but music's one of them. When I was taking piano lessons, I would verbalize this to my teacher. There were certain melodies and patterns and chord changes, and I can't explain why, but I would say, oh, my brain likes that one. And then there were other songs that it didn't do anything for me. I'm like, No. He's like, do you want to try this or do you want to try this? I could tell you immediately which ones my brain liked, but I can't explain why.
And I think that's true for a lot of people. I mean, for example, the song I had mentioned, and now I can't remember the name of it, by Chapel Roan, Pink Pony Club. Objectively, that's a pretty good song. I don't like the words of it. But when I listen to the song itself, objectively, it hooks me every single time. And I think that that's true for a lot of people. It just, for whatever reason, that specific tone, that specific beat hits with your brain. You had mentioned songs that hit with everybody's brain. AI on Google came up with a list. I wasn't able to find an actual study that had a specific list. One of them was the song I came back with, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yep, that's on the list.
Queen has also Don't Stop Me Now. Another one, Bites the Dust. Journey's Don't Stop Believin'.
Yep, ABBA's on that list. Billy Joel, The Beach Boys. But listen to this. A few years ago, Sam, scientists say they thought they found the most feel-good song ever written. Okay?
Okay.
Using science to determine something as subjective as, quote, a feel-good song is bound to raise some hackles. But that didn't stop British electronics manufacturer Alba from surveying 2,000 people about what their favorite feel-good songs were. And on that list, Sam, it was ABBA's Dancing Queen, The Beach Boys' Good Vibrations, Billy Joel's Uptown Girl was on there. The one song that they kept coming back to, you just mentioned it, Queen's 1979 hit, Don't Stop Me Now.
Tonight.
Now, bear in mind that that was a top 10 hit over in Britain. I think it hit much, much lower here. But they looked at this, and neuroscientists analyzed the data and said there are three things that make a song, quote, feel good. Most of them are written in a major key with a fast tempo. Virtually all feel-good songs are in a major key, save for one or two, and all of them are at least 10 beats per minute faster than your average pop song. Okay? There's also very fast pop songs that we all can't stand, right? You hear it and you immediately recoil. Ugh, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm that way with a lot of screamo. Sorry, screamo fans.
What's screamo? I don't even know what that is.
So Scott listens to hair metal and heavy metal.
Oh, I call it man rock. I
call
it
screamo because they're screaming. You can't even hear what they're saying.
I don't like any of it.
Yeah.
Scott Parks will be back tomorrow, by the way. Happy birthday today to Melissa McCarthy. Musician Brian Kelly. Macaulay Culkin is 45 years old.
Now, does that make you feel old?
And my favorite, 43-year-old comedian John Mulaney. John Mulaney's birthday is today. It is also National Hot Dog Day, National Toilet Paper Day, National Cherry Popsicle Day.
And can you spare one square?
No, not a square. I cannot spare. And I also read this, National Oldest Daughter Day.
Aww. Happy, you're an oldest daughter.
I am an old. Are you the oldest daughter if you're the only daughter?
Well, yeah, you're the oldest and the youngest.
Happy
and the only.
Oldest Daughter Day. And to my daughter, my oldest, Sophie, happy National Oldest Daughter Day. Scott will be back tomorrow. Thank you for joining us and for your continued support of the Dana and Parks program. Please have a safe, wonderful night. Bathe in the joy. Bask in it of the glory that is the happiness of the engagement that we are all celebrating today. We could
start an argument over dinner with your family about where the wedding is going to be.
Let's not do that, Sam.
Why not?
Let's just be happy with the joy. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody. Be safe. Be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.